The next item then on the agenda is a report in regards to Canada Port Council. The chair of Canada Port Council, Rick Bergman, does a great job for the national body of hog producers. And I've always said in the past, we're very proud here in Manitoba that one of our own is the chairman of CPC. So, Rick, take it away, please.
Well, thank you very much, George. Really good to be part of the meeting here today. I would say, you know, Cam, you were saying there's 94 people here. I would really think that if we would have had a live meeting, we probably wouldn't have had 94 people on the meeting today. So, you know, in spite of the pandemic stopping us, or hasn't really stopped us on the workload, it just changes how we do it. So thanks again for the invite in regards to being part of the reporting today. So 2021 actually was going to be the year for me to do my CPC report in interpretive dance if we were going to have a live meeting. So sorry about that. You missed out on that. And I'm sure actually that you're quite pleased that that's not going to happen. So we're going to jump right into business here, folks. African swine fever, this is the real deal. Over the last year, CPC has had endless discussions at the national and provincial levels on this topic. CPC staff has literally poured themselves into these discussions. It's chewed up a lot of time, but we know that we need to do it because it is so critical for us to do that. And likewise, I know Manitoba is doing the same as the other provinces. So CPC is focused in these five areas. So zoning and compartmentalization, biosecurity, response, programming, wild pigs, and funding. So these are extremely challenging files. And although we've done a fair amount of work and effort in them, that continues. You know, in regards to ASF, you know, we see other countries that are having continued big problems. Most recently, you might have seen in the news, China has been extremely challenged with this struggle, and that really puts a huge strain on their ability to produce protein for their country. So we want to make sure that we avoid having any challenges in that regard, and that's why we are spending so much time and effort in this. You know, the pandemic has certainly been really, really challenging and negative. I would say one little glimmer is the fact that if we wouldn't have the reduced air travel, world travel like we have right now, that would really increase our risk with some of these challenges like ASF coming to our country. So that buys us a little bit of time to be able to ensure that we've got some programming in place that will help us mitigate a problem like this. Next slide, please. So by now you should be all aware, or these logos should be, you know, quite common to you. The Canadian Pork Excellence Platform is comprised or built of these three programs, and each one of them are extremely critical and useful. So Pig Trace is a critical in rapidly establishing disease control zones. Without that, we'd be in big trouble. So zoning and compartmentalization and so on are all part and parcel of that, and it's critical that we have that in place. And I would say as time goes on, in more real time than not, to just ensure that we do things the best way we can. And of course, Jeff Clark has spent a tremendous amount of effort in building that program and doing the best there with that. PigSafe is a foundation for the rat dopamine free program, which provides access to countries like China and Taiwan. So it's really imperative for trade to ensure that we do things right to keep the product moving out of the country. Pig care, of course, enables us to push back against activists and their demand for further regulation. It really shows Canadians how we raise our pigs, and it's becoming more and more important for us to do that and to be more loud and proud in that. So collectively, these programs allow us to differentiate our pork in domestic and export markets, like the verified Canadian pork efforts in some of the foreign countries. I'll mention that our exports have reached $5 billion, and that is that doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen by itself. So the fact that we have so many producers around our country in this province as well that focus on quality and doing what's right, that enables a demand mechanism to be put in place where countries around the world are looking for the products that we have, and it's all around based on these programs that you see on the screen. Next slide, please. So the program implementation, if we look at it here, is so in 2020 we've really focused on exactly that, the implementation of the Pig Safe and Pig Care programs. And this takes a fair amount of paperwork or back office effort to ensure that this happens. We have to really ensure program credibility. We have to ensure validator consistency and streamline on-farm implementation and really improve consistency of a delivery. These efforts are going to remain a priority over the next 2 years. Next slide, please. Here's just a quick graph for you to take a look as far as the farms registered in the Pig Safe and Pig Care program. You can see the different provinces there. So congrats on Manitoba Pork and the producers for always being open to adapt and adopt programs that will better enhance the position that we have. So the reality is the rollout has been slowed by two major factors. For sure, one of them has been COVID and the necessity to really limit the person-to-person contact. And the second would be the live contract negotiations in Western Canada. And our chair George has talked about that in some of his comments as far as the pricing and so on. And it's although they're different topics, they seem to kind of fall into one pot. So the adaptation of this program again has been slowed down somewhat because of these negotiations going on in Western Canada. And I suspect those negotiations are going to carry on as time goes on and hopefully get realigned and rectified. So because of that, the deadline has been extended to January of 2024. And we would anticipate that these numbers that you see here will continue to accelerate as time goes on. Next slide. So here you can see some government leaders that we are collaborating with frequently. And I'll say, prosperous farmers make for a prosperous nation. And when farmers are in trouble, so is the country. That is sometimes forgotten in many, many different circles. So we produce folks, each one of you, we produce food. So we're not producing coffee mugs or computers, but we're actually producing a product for people to live. And each one of you should be extremely proud about that fact that you're doing that. So advocacy is really important because sometimes that message that I just mentioned gets lost in all the dust in the air and all the different conversations in all the politics within agriculture. So agri-stability, ASF, International Trade Pork Agency and food labeling, carbon tax. These are all so critical for us here in Manitoba, but also in our country. So the CPC staff are focused in these areas and continue to work on improving the advocacy based on these priorities. We've got people like you see on the screen there that have been in a position, they've been asked to lead in different ways, and we continue to communicate with them to do our best to move these files forward. So we continue to work with Canadian Cattlemen's Association, Canadian Federation of Agriculture, Canada Pork, and Canadian Meat Council, because we realize that there's more and more a need to work together. Although we are a significant force, I'll say, with the amount of production that we have and the 5 billion of exports and so on, we also realize that our voice becomes louder when we do work with others. So that's exactly what we're doing. So advance the slide, please. So the Promotion and Research Agency, really, really happy to say that it's a done deal. As you can see there, this year we've had some delegates meetings. We've had the inaugural board meeting of this program, and really happy to say that we finally made it, and it has been certainly a journey. We're looking forward to bringing this agency in full bore, getting it on all 8 cylinders, and increase the funding available for key challenges. So the Pork Promotion Agency, again, is there where there's funds that would come in based on a levy on pigs and pork coming into our country from other countries. This is not a new concept. Our friends in the U.S. have had this in place for their producers for a long time, and now we have it. Next slide, please. So the funds are going to be for research and promotion. So on the research side, it's looking like the Swine Innovation Pour will be managing those. And on the promotion side, Canada Pork will be doing that. So the objective for the funds for the promotion would be generic promotion of pork here in our country. And the domestic portion of that Canada Pork is actually chaired by none other than our own Scott Peters here from Manitoba. And so that national organization, again, focuses on a generic promotion of pork, which is good for all of us. Next slide, please. Maybe I'll just also mention, if you can go back one slide, or if not, I can just maybe mention, you know, looking at historical imports, it appears as if there would be about $1.5 million gross annually coming in for this. So of course there's going to be some expenses as far as running this this organization, but it does give us a good couple bucks in our pockets to be focusing on the R&D, which is supposed to be bringing direct impact in a positive way to your farms, and again further promotion of pork. All right, next slide. So there you have it, the priorities that we have for 2021. I will say that the work at the CPC level, it never ends. Next week, we've got a board of directors meeting again to continue to hammer through some very, very significant files. And you're seeing them on the deck right now. These are all really big priorities for us. Next slide. So there's no shortage of good, important work to be done, but often what's missing is the will to execute them. And I just want to compliment Manitoba Pork. It's great to see Manitoba Pork having the will to contribute so strongly. You can see on the deck there, the contributors. I want to for sure mention, like, everyone is critically important. Really appreciate the CPC reps that you have, Scott Peters and Claude Vielfauer, that take time out of their day, out of their other activities, to engage on your behalf. So thanks much for that. And for sure, George, as you're planning to move on from Manitoba Pork, your efforts in the past as well nationally with advocacy and focus on agri-stability, really appreciate your efforts there. So, I mean, these aren't the only ones. Cam, you've jumped into the saddle and you're harnessed up good now. So that's super to see how you're engaging, and look forward to having more of that leadership like we've had in the past. For sure, have to mention Andrew. I believe he's on the call here today. Andrew has also poured himself in provincially, but on the national level as well. He has been engaged over the years, and producers in Manitoba have benefited from that leadership. So outside of that, you know, there's many other Manitoba producers and veterinarians and provincial government that are helping on a wide range of these committees. And it, you know, if we're going to succeed, if we're going to have a chance to succeed, we got to work as a team in all of this. So really appreciate those efforts. Next slide, please. So just in closing, want to encourage all of us, we have to continue to work together. We don't always have to agree, but we can for sure understand each other's points of view and try to collectively move forward together in our objectives. Fully understand that we all bring something to that table. And the goal, of course, is to increase producer profitability. And that's such a difficult, strong focus to accomplish. But as chair representing the board of directors, I continue to commit to you that CPC will pursue the focus that brings value to your farms. I'm available at any time. Many of you might have my contact information already. If there are questions in regards to some updates, by all means, you could contact me. So I really appreciate the time that you've given me this morning on the agenda. Thanks for the opportunity to report back to you today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Rick. As always, a good report. Are there any questions for Rick this morning?
Again, you can ask the questions by typing them into the chat, and Arnie will read them out, or you can unmute and state your name and ask Rick directly.
Hi, Harry Siemens here.
Hi, Harry.
Yes, no, as we speak right now, and I don't want to bring out the negative, but Hog Watch seems to be gearing up for something, holding three webinars telling us how horrible the hog industry is in Manitoba. I haven't heard anything else about it. There's a webinar today, tomorrow, and I think the next day or next week. Just really getting out, and with the obviously with the association with the NDP government and so forth, and also with the World Wild Life Federation, they're going to make another attempt, another attack. Any response to that?
Well, you know, we're always going to have the naysayers out there. Really unfortunate that's the reality of the day. And Harry and others, as you know, there's been scenarios in the past where there's been people trespassing as well. And so there's that constant disconnect. So people, again, that are opposed to what we're doing, some of them don't understand what we do. And some of them do. So there's a small percentage in my mind that make that negative noise, and they always will be. And I guess my standpoint, Harry, is if they're so opposed to agriculture, and food production, maybe they shouldn't be eating any food. Maybe that's a little bit harsh, but we continue to have, to your point, emails and these webinars and so on that they attack us with. And I guess my concern is that they would influence the government in a negative way, and that's another reason why we work so closely with government to ensure that we can do our best to have the common sense prevail when it comes down to the importance of food production. I hope that answers your question.
Well, just one additional observation. I mean, they had pretty significant influence on the NDP when they were in power, you know, stopping hog expansion. So I'm just, you know, to me, it seems like they're getting ready to do something much bigger again, should there be an election, you know, down the road. Just an observation and a word of caution.
Yep. I appreciate the comments. Any other questions?
Arnie, is there any questions coming from the chat?
We don't have anything right now.
Okay. Thank you once again, Rick. And thanks, Harry, for that question.